So I found some old play-by-play cuts that I thought I'd share with you from the very early 90s and early in my career. Right now, let's take you to Hershey Park, Pennsylvania for the PIAA High School State Basketball Championship game between Glenn Mills and Altoona. Glenn Mills takes this victory for their second straight state title.
Let's see, Bobby Cavillion to shoot the second. 6-point ball game, 81-75. Quickly, Tannehill, cross half court. Tannehill, leaning shot off the rim, no. Rebound, Golston, 4-3. Glenn Mills is going to win number two. Glenn Mills is with. Glenn Mills, the PIAA Quad A state champion for the second straight year. They win 81-75. Glenn Mills the victor, 81-75. As they are the PIAA Quad A State High School Boys Basketball Champion for the second year in a row. They defeat Altoona 81-75. Back with the Texaco Postgame Stars game show on your country cousin, WCZN.
Then at the cathedral, if you will, of college basketball at the Palestra, Catholic League Championship 1991, Roman Catholic against LaSalle, and there was this guy named Marvin Harrison playing for Roman.
And we are getting set for the opening tap here. Quickly again for Roman, it's Jones, Watson, Smith, Harrison, Wagner for LaSalle. Conlin, Butler, E.B. McGill, Koshinig. And we are set, getting set for the opening tap, and Conlin will jump center against Watson. And the tap won by Roman. With the ball running the show is Wagner. Wagner on the left side. Dishes it off for Smith. Smith and Wagner up top. Harrison, now they go right side for Watson. Watson dishes it off, and now they come back for Wagner. In the paint, they go to Jones. Jones puts it up and in, and Roman quickly up 2-0.
LaSalle opened in a box-and-one defense, and they have Ernie Koshnick, who's their point guard, playing Bernard Jones inside. That's very, very interesting. It'll be interesting to see how Roman reacts to that. It certainly didn't take him long to react to it the first time down.
Butler with the ball. Tries to go down the right side. Finds Eby. Eby dribbles down, spins, brings it up top of the key, and now it gets back into the hands of Butler. Inside they go to McGill. McGill turnaround jumper in the paint. He's got it. We're tied 2.
Good job of moving the ball. Keith Conlin came out front to center to reverse it and get the ball down and low to McGill, and he did a good job of going up against the big guys from Roman.
Roman inside, give it off. Jones in the paint, puts it up off the back of the rim. No, fight for the rebound, brought down by LaSalle and Eby. LaSalle now on the move with the ball is number 12, John Butler, as he runs the offense. Down the right side, he goes for Koshinig. Gives it off for Butler. Butler, foul line. Koshinig tries to put up the leaning jumper. No, doesn't go. Conlin rebound, puts it up. No, rebound comes off to Roman and Mike Watson. Roman now quickly up. Harrison thought about 3. No, inside they go again to Jones, and Jones puts it up and in, and it's quickly 4-2 Roman. Strip, Roman gets it back, then back to LaSalle. Jason Carter all the way down, almost loses control, goes down left baseline. No, rebound, fought for. Bone comes up with it. 3 seconds to play. 2-1 Roman Catholic, Catholic League champions.
The clock still has a second.
For 3 years in a row, and the crowd goes nuts. This game is over. Roman wins 70-36. Back with the Texaco Star of the Game post-game show on your country cousin, WCZN. The Palestra, and we are not going to be able to get Marvin up here and on the air the way it looks right now. But again, our Texaco Star of the Game is Marvin Harrison, and Roman has defeated LaSalle 70-36. And we'll be back with the final totals and a recap on the Texaco Star of the Game post-game show.
Yes, at one time I did Trenton State football broadcasts, and in this particular cut, my color commentator you may recognize. He is the fine television broadcaster for the Philadelphia Phillies, Tom McCarthy, who joined me on this broadcast.
Nick Bonsanto along with Tom McCarthy bringing you all of Trenton State College Lion action on 920 WTTM. So far, for the Profs, Jarvis Perry has been their big man, 11 carries, 54 yards. His longest, though, 14. We'll see what he does in this second half. Of course, the freshman Hessen is the quarterback. His backs are in the eye with Perry, the deep back, McKim, the up back. The pitch to the left side is for Jarvis Perry, and he is stopped for a loss back at the 29-yard line, and Trenton State surrounded him on that one.
Yeah, and again it's Darren Dawson, Joe Hogan coming from their defensive positions to smother Perry behind the line of scrimmage.
And so that starts things off on a good note for Trenton State, second and 14 for the Profs. Coming out wide right is Guy White for the Profs. Backs are in an eye for Hessen. Hessen looks things over, barks out the signals. In motion, McKim. The pitch is back to Jarvis Perry, but there's nothing there. He spins. He tries to make something on his own, but he'll be lucky if he gets back to the line of scrimmage as the Lions defense is swarming right now.
Number 41, Franklin Rouse, came over and just wrapped Parnum up. And another loss for Glassboro. They're down almost to the 27, their own 27 now, with third down and 14 to go.
Third and 14, and coming out wide right is Raul Chivo. Backs in the eye. 85, Darren Bogus wide to the left. Backs in an open set. Hessen, straight drop. Looks for receiver. Over the middle, fires it. It's a little high. He was looking for Melvin O'Neill over the middle, and had the pass been on target, he would have had him. It would have been short of a first down, but it would have been definitely a catchable ball if it was down a little bit.
Yeah, again, O'Neill was wide open, cutting through the middle. He had his man beat, but Hessen just coming out a little shaky to start the quarter, and, you know, we'll see if the Trenton State offense can respond to the play of their defense.
Jackson to punt for Glassboro, back deep to receive for Trenton State. It's 5G and 2, it's Anderson. 13:30 to play. The snap and the kick away is blocked. The kick is blocked by Trenton State, and it looks like it may go out of bounds, and the ball does go out of bounds at the 37-yard line. A big block by Trenton State.
You know, we said earlier that Chris Armstrong was getting in front of Jackson, and this time he got his fingertips on it, had plenty of time, and the ball rolls out of bounds at about the 37-yard line. And hey, the momentum, if TSC can respond, you know, this could be the turning point of the game right here. I know we've said it earlier, but this could be it right here.
Definitely could be. Big block by Armstrong. The Lions now come out first and 10. Great field possession at the 37. They send Donahue wide to the left. More to lead over the ball. Millard in motion. The fake is inside the kit. More to lead rolls, looks for the pass. He's looking for Donahue, and he overthrows him. Donahue had nothing between him and the goal line, but Mortley just couldn't get the ball there. Overthrew Donahue by about 2 yards, and it'll be second and 10.
Yeah, Donahue had Sal Madika beat. He cut up about 15 yards, went to his right, and Madika fell for it, and then just cut right back outside. But Mortley could not get the pass on target. And again, he would have been wide open into the end zone if that pass was on target.
Now, if you are a Rider College, your Rider University basketball fan from 1993, you will never forget the trip to the NCAA tournament and this, which is simply the call.
Here we go. He's going to get a shot. Suver, leaning in.
Oh my God, we're going! Oh, we're going! We're going! We're going! Oh, they're going crazy!
Those are just a few that I managed to find in an old box of cassette tapes. Unfortunately, I don't have everything I did, but I thought I'd give you a little taste because, man, have times changed. Those were the early 90s. I don't even remember them, barely. No, the truth is they were great times. I hope you enjoyed this little walk down memory lane.